This episode of the Altcoin Podcast is brought to you by our partners over at MEXC. If you use the link down below, you get no KYC without the need for a VPN here in the U.S. and elsewhere. Plus, you get zero maker fee and only 0.03% taker fee and tons of free weekly trading competitions. It's the exchange I use and the one I would recommend. Now, on to the episode. Welcome to the Altcoin Podcast, your source for daily breaking altcoin news in under 3 minutes. I'm your host, Chad Michael Burry. Today's breaking news is all about Binance's native exchange token, BNB, taking a hit due to regulatory action against their stablecoin product, BUSD. This recent development has spooked investors, causing BNB to fall more than 5% before recovering a little bit this morning. Traders also pulled funds en masse from the crypto exchange with a net $356 million fleeing the exchange in the last 24 hours, according to Nansen. BNB, with a trading value of $291.47 at the time of this recording, has faced a pretty tough week and has dropped 10% over the past 7 days, with overnight liquidations causing leveraged BNB traders to lose $2.1 million, as reported by CoinGlass. But despite this, BNB remains one of the top five largest cryptocurrencies with a market capitalization of more than $45 billion still. And this crackdown from regulators was directed at Paxos and Binance over the partnership's dollar peg stablecoin, with the SEC planning to sue Paxos for violating investor protection laws. And furthermore, the SEC alleges that the Binance USD stablecoin is an unregistered security. And Binance CEO CZ took to Twitter, as he normally does, to state his concerns, stating that it will have profound impacts on how the crypto industry will develop, and obviously his bottom line. But Paxos has categorically disagreed with the SEC's staff, saying that BUSD is not a security under federal securities laws as they see it. Reserve assets backing the Binance-branded stablecoin are custodied by Paxos and are primarily held in U.S. Treasury debt and bills, per the firm's third-party audit in December. And the NYDFS also directed Paxos to halt the issuance of additional BUSD, with the halt coming into effect on February 21st. However, Paxos has confirmed that BUSD will remain fully supported by them and redeemable to onboard customers through at least February 2024. And this move is only the latest in a series of actions from regulators in the United States, with the SEC issuing crypto exchange Kraken a $30 million fine for failing to register its staking service last week, causing the exchange to shutter that service to U.S. citizens. But trading-wise, weirdly, BNB, for all the FUD and the market's going down pretty hard right now due to PPI. I'm currently not in a BNB position. I don't hold any BUSD right now or BNB. I'm not in a long or a short. But weirdly, looking at the chart, doing some fifth grade TA, there is a bullish div on the 4 hour. CVD looks positive. Volume looks strong. I'd say if I wasn't a trade, not financial advice, obviously, do your own research. But I probably would be in a long right now. I think this FUD might be overblown. And possibly the biggest hit has already taken place. Plus, he can never fade CZ from just pumping his own bags artificially or not. But anyway, that is all for today's episode of the Altcoin Podcast. Stay tuned for tomorrow's breaking news. And as always, happy trading, folks.